In the day when I cried, you answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hand. Father in heaven, I thank you and praise you, dear Lord God, for yet another day that you have made and allowed us to see. Thank you, Lord God, for your love and mercy and your kindness that you have showed us. Even in the midst of trouble, Lord God, we can yet lift up and magnify and bless your holy name. Because, Lord God, you are great and greatly to be praised, and your greatness is unsearchable. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us in such trying times. For dear Lord God, if there was ever a time, Lord God, that we needed you, we need you right now. And I pray and ask of you, Lord God, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus, Lord God, look upon your people everywhere. And dear Lord God, I pray that you would help the ones right now that are really going through some tough and difficult situations. Lord God, I pray and ask of you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would comfort as only you can, console as only you can, lift spirits as only you can, move mountains as only you can, deliver the oppressed as only you can, move every obstacle out of the way as only you can, bind the devil and all his works as only you can. I pray and ask of you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that you would help those, Lord God, right now that's in need of help. Remember your people, Lord God. Hear the cries of those who are crying out. And I pray that you would meet their every need. For Lord God, I know, Father, Lord God, that we can depend on you. Oh God, we can put our trust in you, Lord. And know, Lord God, that everything that we need, Lord God, it is in you. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And I pray that you would remember, Lord God, Syria. Remember, Lord God, Turkey. Remember the Ukrainian people. Remember those in Yemen. Remember those, dear Lord God, in Haiti. Remember those, God, in Tigray. Remember the ones, Lord God, that are suffering at the hand of tyranny. For Lord God, I know that there is none above you. I know, Lord God, that there's none like you. And Lord God, that you can make wars to cease even until the end of the world. And Lord God, I pray and ask of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as we go forth in your word, that you would speak to our hearts and speak to our minds. And Lord God, I pray that you bless everyone who's listening right now. And Lord God, I pray, Father, that you would read the tables of their heart, oh Lord God, and that you would hear and answer their prayers. And let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. And as we oftentimes say, everybody ought to praise the Lord. Amen. I truly greet you in love and in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's good, amen, and blessed to be in the land of the living and not in the congregation of the spiritual dead. Amen. It's good to know Jesus and have him in your heart on today. Amen. Praise God, because as we say, everything is going down except the word of God. Everything in this earth have an expiration date. Amen. But what Jesus promised us, amen, through his redemptive work shows us, amen, that there is no expiration date. Amen. When it comes down, amen, to eternal life. Amen. Praise God. So you got to know him for yourself and receive Jesus in your heart on today. Amen. Before it is too late. Amen. Praise God. We just thank God, amen, for being able to come before you one more time. Amen. And I'm just going to touch on an event, amen, of today, amen, that we had all witnessed. Many of us became aware of the revival at Asbury University in Wilmore, Kentucky, because it drew the world's attention. On February 8, 2023, we're told that a few dozen students lingered after an ordinary morning service that took place in the chapel on campus, and did not cease singing and praying with one accord. Their action spread on campus, and it was said that by evening, students were dragging mattresses into the chapel to spend the night. This was a spontaneous act started by young people, and they had the presence of mind to see that a spiritual revival is what is so needed at this time. They put everything on hold just to be in the presence of God. They turned to the Lord and gave him their undivided attention for 16 days. And in kind, he turned to them and blessed them with a visitation of his spirit. I'm told his presence was so great and the move was so powerful that the services were attended by approximately 15,000 people each day. The Lord glorified himself in the midst of the congregation. And this shows that if you draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. From the actions of these students, there came forth the answer and the remedy to get the people of God back on track. It is notable that God used ordinary people to send a message to the world. He did not use the ones with accolades or titles or more than one degree under their belt, but ordinary people. His move was phenomenal. And I dare say that there are some churches that are renowned that have never had a move of God like this once. The Lord accepts what is pure and what is real. He is not impressed with your degrees or the size of your congregation. You may have what some consider to be a mega ministry, but if you are operating in the wrong spirit, his spirit will not rest there. Isaiah 66 verses 1 and 2 declares, "Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me, and where is the place of my rest? For all these things hath my hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Although the news of what took place in Kentucky spread like wildfire with the help of social media, the saints there did not make it a social media event. It was all about Jesus and getting from him what is needed to go the extra mile. So the simple message that we will speak about today is, if you want a revival to take place in you, then you have got to turn. In terms of what it means to be revived, there are several definitions that comes to mind, such as to become active or flourishing again, to restore vitality and life, to restore from a depressed, inactive, or unused state, and to renew in the mind or memory. When we hear people say we need a revival, it is to say that we need an overall renewal of strength. When you have gone through spiritual warfare that leaves you beat down, weary, and worn, this is the time to turn to the Lord, who is the source of our strength. Every now and then, we need a boost in order to reset, restart, and continue on this journey. Our lesson text is found in Psalms 85. In the opinion of several interpreters, this psalm was written after the Babylonian captivity and during the time when the Jewish people were feeling the impact of God's displeasure. They were still under a cloud in a matter of speaking, and their outlook on life was dark and dismal. So in their prayer and petition, beginning at verse 4, it reads, "Turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause thine anger towards us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thy anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation." This is what I'd like to refer to as an SOS, or distress signal, being sent out to God. And they needed a lifeline in order to survive or be revitalized again. Sometimes we go through trials and come out of trials in a very low and weak condition. Sometimes it feels like we are hanging in the balance between life and death, or between hope and fear. There are trials that, you know, in life that will leave you somewhat shell-shocked, especially when they come one after another. And just when you think you have reached a point where you can finally exhale, there comes something else. That's when it is time to send out a distress signal. If you feel like you are drowning in despair, ask God to throw you a lifeline. If you are overwhelmed and affected by what you are witnessing in the world around us, Ask God to throw you a lifeline. It is time for the people to cry out. The world is in trouble. The church is in trouble. But we have been given the answer that will remediate the situation. The Lord declared in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, and we're all, all of us seemingly are familiar with it. And it reads, "If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. There is pestilence in our land." When are you going to start crying out? Our resources are drying up. When are you going to start crying out? Demons have overtaken our territories and murder, gun violence, confusion, and chaos is now the new normal. When are you going to cry out? The Lord is always ready to hear and answer the prayers of his people. But if God's people would be real with themselves, they would have to admit that in some cases, we are at fault for not being in the position to help others because we are in need of help ourselves. Our job is to be sentinels in the earth. And by definition, a sentinel is a person or a thing that watches or stands as if watching. We are soldiers in God's army that are positioned all over the world as guards. And it is our responsibility to watch and to pray against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We are at fault for letting our guard down, which allowed these demons to infiltrate our communities. The devil don't see you as a threat when you don't challenge or resist his movement. Some saints he sees as a laughingstock because the power that they are supposed to have, they don't possess. Therefore, he does not respect their position and will embarrass them at every opportunity, just as he did the sons of Sceva when he said, "Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you?" It is time for the saints to reclaim their position and access the power that they have with God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 13 and 14, the Lord was not addressing unbelievers. He was addressing those who were handpicked and chosen. He said, "If my people," we are the ones that must turn. And shamefully, there is still a whole lot of shenanigans going on with the saints. Some are still trying to live double lives. Some have resumed with trying to fleece people out of their money with this seed sowing scam. But there is no seed offering that will change the state of this world. The Lord said in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" He said in Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. It's not a matter of us waiting for God to move as it is God waiting for his people to get it together. And it seems like after the COVID quarantine ended, as said in the word, the people sat down to eat and drink and then rose up to play. You're not praying, you're playing. And in this crucial hour, the Lord have need of you, but where are you? Where art thou? In Psalms 85, the people prayed to God for grace and mercy while in their present distress. They prayed, turn us, O God, of our salvation. Turn us from iniquity. Turn us back to you that we might perform our duty. They prayed, cause thine anger towards us to cease. Remove everything that caused you to become displeased with us in the first place, so that we can be reconciled to you, Lord God. The first thing to acknowledge is that the calamity that came upon them was a result of their bad behavior. So they asked, wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? We find the answer to these questions in Psalms 103 verses 8-14, where it reads, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He have not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father that pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remember that we are dust. Every believer have an opportunity to return to God's good graces because of the redemptive work of Christ. If it had not been for the shedding of his blood, there would be no remission or forgiveness for our sins. If we transgress, we can avert God's anger by repenting every time that we mess up. 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. However, the flip side is for the impenitent, unapologetic sinners, God's anger with them is forever. Psalms 7 and 11 gives us to know God is angry with the wicked every day. In Psalms 106 and 9, it gives us to know that the way of the wicked, he turneth upside down. But because of the grace of God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, if the wicked would repent, then his anger would be turned away. But we see today that the wicked folk are satisfied with just being wicked. And that's why they're going to come to find out, amen, that their world is soon going to be turned upside down. In Psalms 85, the people were seeking God for full restoration and realized that the years of going through their trials had taken its toll. COVID took its toll on us. The war in Ukraine is taking its toll on the people over there. The earthquake in Turkey and Syria has taken its toll. And I hear that is the death toll is up to over 50,000 people. That's unimaginable. And so the things, amen, that we go through can take its toll. But these people realize that we need to be revived. We've gone through so much. It's taken its toll. And so they ask, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Everything that was lost while in their trial, they wanted it back. And after being revived, they could take back their peace, renew their mind, restore their praise, and recover everything that was lost. They prayed for a revival that the people may rejoice again in the God and rock of their salvation. People of God, we need a revival, not just in Kentucky, but in all four corners of the world. And if you want a revival to take place within you, then you have got to turn. When you make a turn for the better, the Lord is ready to restore and bring you back into His favor. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In conclusion, in a time of great distress, the Christian church could be instrumental in propagating the gospel and giving a word of hope to the weary, worn down souls. But how can we be effective revivalists if we are unusable in a depressed, inactive, or unusable state? It is time to run to the altar and cry out now so that the fire of God can be rekindled in us. And once the fire is rekindled in us, then someone else will want to catch hold and will want to be introduced to the Savior of the world. Revive us again, O Lord. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Amen. Amen. And amen.